This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden is again calling on Congress to pass a massive national security spending package that would include funding to help Israel and Ukraine in their war efforts. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he made the case along with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who was visiting the White House.
Biden has been trying for months to get Congress to approve the package, which includes $61 billion for Ukraine. He said the U.S. would be there for Ukraine as long as it takes, but pushback from House Republicans has put that commitment in serious doubt.
The failure of the United States Congress, if it occurs, not to support Ukraine is close to criminal neglect. It is outrageous.
The Senate could vote as early as next week on an aid package. But even if it does pass, it's not at all clear the House will even bring it up for a vote. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
More than 650,000 residents of Gaza will have no home to return to after Israel's military campaign ends, according to the United Nations. Some researchers and human rights advocates say that amounts to what they call domicide. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports.
Domicide is a relatively new term that means the widespread or systematic destruction of people's homes. It's usually used in the context of international conflict. The word doesn't appear in the Geneva Conventions, but one UN official wrote a recent opinion piece calling for domicide to be considered a crime against humanity. Israel's military says Hamas embeds fighters and military infrastructure among civilian buildings and in densely populated areas. More than half of all buildings in Gaza have been damaged or destroyed since October 7th, according to an analysis of satellite imagery. Rebuilding will be a massive and expensive task. The UN estimates it'll take 4 years just to clear the rubble. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
The S&P 500 set another new record and ended the day above 5,000 for the first time ever. The index closed at 5,026. As NPR's David Gura reports, the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones Industrial Average all had winning weeks.
The broad-based index, which includes 500 of the world's largest and best-known companies, had been flirting with 5,000 for a few days, but it took off after the opening bell, driven higher by a longer and longer string of good economic data and updates from hundreds of publicly traded companies. Many of them did better in the last 3 months of 2023 than Wall Street expected. But this continues to be a narrow rally. Technology stocks have driven recent gains, which explains why the NASDAQ also ended the day up 1.25%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which includes just 30 blue-chip companies, ended the day down by about 55 points. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. A new study finds that Tai Chi, a traditional slow-moving form of Chinese martial arts, is more effective than aerobic exercise at lowering blood pressure in people with pre-hypertension. NPR's Maria Godoy explains.
Pre-hypertension is blood pressure that's higher than normal, but it doesn't quite reach the level of high blood pressure. It's a warning sign that heart disease may be ahead. In the new study, 342 adults in China with pre-hypertension were randomly assigned to one of two interventions. Roughly half did aerobic exercise, while the other half did Tai Chi. Both groups engaged in hour-long sessions 4 times a week. After 1 year, the people doing Tai Chi saw bigger drops in their blood pressure on average than the aerobic exercisers. And more people in the Tai Chi group saw their blood pressure readings fall into the normal range compared with the aerobics group. The findings appear in the journal JAMA Network Open. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Across Southern California, northwest of Malibu, millions of people have just felt a magnitude 4.6 earthquake. In Hawaii, there were no immediate reports of serious damage after a magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, in Hawaii. The earthquake centered on Mauna Loa's southern flank at a depth of 23 miles. The national carrier of Finland, Finnair, is asking passengers to be weighed voluntarily and anonymously to update standard weight figures for Finnair. The airline says the data will be absolutely private. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.